Today we are going to begin unraveling the mystery of these riddles that were asked by the Chachmei Yavon. And today we're going to learn the deeper meaning behind riddle number one. Riddle number one went like this. The Chachamim of Athens, they told him like this. If a certain man goes to marry a woman, and the family says, excuse me, we're much more chashuv than you, we have bigger yichas than you, and no, sorry, we are not maskim to the shidduch. Should this person look for someone that has more yichas or less yichas? Seemingly, less yichas. So in response, Rabbi Yeshua took a peg and tried to stick it into a wall, but it didn't go in. So he said, oh, let me show you something. And he stuck it into a higher part of the wall, and it went in. That was the question, and that was the answer. And obviously it begs to be asked, what was the question? What was the answer? What was the debate? We're talking about a philosophical debate over here. So what was the debate about? So we're going to learn two pirushim today. One from the Marsha and one from the Maral. The Marsha explains, give you a little bit overview on the outside, then we'll see it a little bit on the inside. The Marsha explains that the Chachamim of Yavon were very aware that Yidden are very proud of the fact that we have the Torah. And with the Torah, we become married to the Eibishter. Like Chazal say, Yoim Chasu Nosai, you know, the day we got engaged, Matan Torah is like going under the chuppah, the Har Sinai was the chuppah. This was our marriage to the Eibishter, the day of receiving the Torah. We are very proud of the fact that we got the Torah. But the Chachamim of the Goyim said, wait a minute. The Torah was offered to the Goyim first. And the Goyim said no. Then it went to the Yidden. It must be that the Yidden are a lower level than the Goyim. It must be that you're second class. Once the Goyim said no, you went to the Yidden. In other words, which person, after getting a rejection, would go to someone more qualified? You go to someone less qualified. It must be that the fact that Yidden got the Torah is not a groisa gedula. You're less qualified than the Goyim. There was a bash of the whole Ashkaf of Yiddishkeit. Let's see it on the fourth line in the Marsha. V'cheinu adover, shekvar hichzir ha-Torah chol ha-Yivdei kechavim. We already brought the Torah to all the nations of the world. V'loi kiblua, and they didn't take it. This, they went afterwards to the Yidden, that we should accept it. Not because Yidden are on a higher stature, not because Yidden are more spiritual, more refined, more ethical, more connected to the Eibishter. It must be that we are lower, second class. You know, the Goyim didn't take it. They're the first choice. We went to the Yidden afterwards. We're the second choice. No one likes to be told that they were second choice, right? When a kid calls up, you know, I was rejected to this school. You know, I'm coming to you. That usually is like an automatic no. No one likes to feel like they're the second choice. And the point is, they're telling Rabbi Yeshua, the Yidden were second choice. Don't ever forget, you're not higher than the Goyim. So Rabbi Yeshua didn't verbalize a response. Again, those days, the way they debated was more with action and signals. That was the mode of debate. He took a peg and stuck it in and it didn't go. And then he put it in a higher place. In other words, what was his message, according to the Marsha? His message is that Slav Dafka true. Sometimes the lower one, the reason why it didn't stick wasn't because you're more chashuv than the offer. For example, he brought the Torah to the Goyim. It's not because the Goyim said no, because they're more chashuv and Yidden are less chashuv. Adrabah, sometimes it doesn't fit in the lower one because it's not refined enough. For example, a peg needs to have a special hole in order to hold on to. The Torah is the yesoid. The Torah is the peg of the world, the foundation of the world. The Torah needs to have a more refined place to be able to klepsich. Adrabah, the goyim, they were like the rung of the ladder. They were the lower level. And dafka, the peg, fits in the higher level. And this is the way the Marsha explains the question and the answer. This is not directly connected to Yomoy Samashiach, Ilam Haba, but it's a very beautiful understanding of the sugya. However, the Maral gives us a whole different understanding, and it's directly connected to the whole idea of Ilam Haba, Yomoy Samashiach, etc. And according to the Maral, the Goyim were basically telling the Yidden. Their question was, you guys believe in Olam Haba. You guys believe that there's a better world, that you're in this world you're suffering. But there's a better world that you're all waiting for. And their shaila was, if you can't make it in the lower world, how are you going to make it in the higher world? In other words, if you guys aren't successful, if you guys are suffering in this world, how are you going to make it? How are you going to be? How are you going to have Olam Haba? If you didn't make it here, how are you going to make it there? Let's see it inside. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. The line starts with the word Zivug Shove, and it says Veramzu Loi Bazeh, and they were trying to hint to him Ki Olam Haze Shu Shuful Upochis, the lower world, which was so much lower than Olam Haba. The Eibishter did the shidduch didn't work with the Yidden. The lower level shidduch didn't klepsach the klal Yisrael. Ki ein madregas Yisrael madregas oislius leolam haza. Somehow Yidden and Olam Haza don't work together. Veichatim roitzim sheyilachem Olam Haba. How could you even think that you're going to have Olam Haba? Veretnoch yemois haMashiach. How do you expect to have a better world if you can't manage in this world? Shumadrega yoyser al yoyno. Shekol inyina dashalachem. Your rabbis keep on telling your people that even though you don't have Olam Haza, you're going to have Olam Haba. You're going to have a better world. It's coming up. There's going to be a better world. And they told him it doesn't make sense. If the first shidduch doesn't work, how are you going to have the next shidduch? If Olam Haza is not working out for you, how are you going to have Olam Haba? And think about the shaila, the same shaila about Yomoy Samashiach. You know, somehow, you guys aren't making it work here. How are you going to have it better over there? So what was the answer? And he explains to them the story of the peg. And he says, like this. Start with the line where it says Hadover Kach. Mash e noistum laya isha b'chusa. This that he doesn't give him the lower level, the shidduch, neisheena bas mazle. It's only because it doesn't fit. The mazel doesn't fit together. If they went out, it's a gate nish. It's not the right shidduch. V'shemo isha hachshuva tia bas mazle. Adrabi, it could be that the more choshev a person will be the proper mazel, the proper shidduch. V'kach mevakesh ha'isha hachshuva. Therefore, they will look for a better shidduch. Afal gav shirotu losle isha p'chusa. Even though the lower shidduch they didn't want to give, but adrava, maybe the higher shidduch will work. And what does that mean? V'cheina nachnu oimrim. He says, so too we say, av ki loy nosan lonu oylam haza, even though we don't have oylam haza, she'enu roi v'shayich lonu, because oylam haza and yidin don't necessarily go together, even though, let's point out that the Rebbe says, right before Mashiach, We don't have to be poor. Yidin are ashirim. So we're making it clear that Yidin should have kol tuv selo in oilam haza, bonachai mezayna v'kulam revichei in oilam haza. But historically, oilam haza and Yidin don't go together, like the famous Gemara in Chagiga, the Testament base, where the Gemara says that Eliyahu Novi said, like Matzah HaKadosh Baruch, the Ibishter didn't find something to hold Yidin strong in the time of Golos, Ela Anius, only keeping them poor. By keeping Jews poor, that keeps them, connected. But that's for the past. But that has been the history of Yidin. Ke'en Toivas Yisrael Dover Agufin. Says Taka, Gashmias and Yidin are not about Gashmias. Ki Yisrael Malosam Nivdelas Eliki. We are a spiritual people. V'lekach Olam Haza Einei Ben Gileinu. We Taka don't fit in Olam Haza. But that doesn't mean because we are lower, and therefore for sure we won't merit Olam Haba. Adrabah, we're too spiritual for Olam Haza. It's not for us. That's not our thing. We're not Gashmistic people. V'onu mevakshim Olam Haba shu ben gileinu v'roilonu. Adrabah, we are looking for a better shidduch. We're looking for the shidduch which is passed more for us. We're looking for a world where it's not about the Gashmias, it's not about the Chumrias, it's not about Shtusim of Olam Haza. So his response was, no, sometimes the peg has to be higher. In other words, Taka Olam Haza is not for us, but yes, Olam Haba, Yemoisa Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, the Inyanim, the world which is going to have a spiritual sensitivity, that does fit for Klal Yisrael, that does fit for B'nai Yisrael.